Okay, well, thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm really appreciative of anybody who makes these calls because I know it's an after-work type of thing, but I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy it and get some great information. This is Feng Shui Taoist Seminar on October 10th, 2003, and it's titled Finding Money in Your Home. It'll be kind of a fun type of little talk about things that we may not even always realize or think about that are really right at our fingertips. I'd like, again, to welcome you. This is the third in the series so far offered by Design for Energy on a monthly basis. The last two seminars, if you want to listen to those links will be on my website, which is designforenergy.com. And I also have a blog, DIY Feng Shui, which is do-it-yourself, on WordPress. I offer lots of specials on that and also my newsletter. And that newsletter can be accessed through my website. And it's I also have a Facebook page. And if you like that, if you like the page, then you can post on there. You can post questions or comments or even suggest future topics for these seminars. The people are interested, I will continue to offer these on a monthly basis. And for being on the call tonight, you get a few gifts, and being a participant, you automatically get 10% off of any feng shui service throughout the year. If you don't live in Austin, I can do your house or business or room or what have you over the phone. Just reference the seminar. And then I offer a free 30-minute phone assessment by appointment to determine your needs and offer any brief assistance, and that's anytime. Just email me, schedule a time, and we'll set that up and do that by phone. Tonight you receive an hour feng shui consult valued at $175 for only $80 if you schedule by this time on Monday the 14th. I do many phone consults. That's how I actually had my home done the very first time by my feng shui master, and it changed my career, got me really going in the area that I'm in terms of being a consultant and also helping me in my own life. You can just go to designforenergy@gmail.com and say that you were on the call, and then you can leave your best days and times of when you want to set up that one-hour session. I'll get back to you and confirm it, and you can pay for the consult by going to my website and clicking on PayPal. It's the offer is only good until Monday. It will go back after normal after that time, and then if you buy the consult and you don't use it for a month or two, it's okay. It's good for 6 months from the time of purchase, and it's good for any life issue or design problem that you want addressed. Our next teleseminar will be on November 14th, and it will be setting up your space to reduce stress and attract abundance during the holiday season. I've been a feng shui consultant now for 16 years. I don't know if I even started out by saying my name is Belinda Mendoza. I live here in Austin, Texas. And again, I've been teaching, actually got certified in feng shui in 96 in China in the traditional classical method, and then also in the black hat Western method in the United States the same year. I'm also a Reiki master, and I do energy work on people, and I clear a lot of houses from stagnant energy as well. I spent over 20 years in sales and marketing for pharmaceutical and medical device companies. And I'm currently a president of a Northwest Austin Business Connection. So if you're in Austin and you're an entrepreneur, you can find us on meetup.com, Northwest Austin Business Connection. I'm also a new author of Feng Shui for Healing the Loss of a Pet. So if you know of anybody who's challenged or feeling that you may know in the future, I applied Feng Shui principles to dealing with losses. It's a loss of a pet from my own personal experience, but actually it deals with any kind of loss and how to move through that and restore balance during the grief process. So that is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble website. I also run a monthly dog group in Austin for Yorkshire Terriers because I own two small Yorkies. You may hear them barking in the background. They're my two little Zen masters. They live with me, Bodie and Gracie Bell. They're 7 pounds each, and they definitely keep me in the present moment. And I've been a mentor in the Big Sister program for 5 years now. So again, all my information is on my website. I can be reached anytime for questions or what have you on that, on my email, or at 512-740-1251. 740-1251, area code 512 here in Austin. And again, this will be recorded, so if you want to listen to it for up to 30 days at this at the number that I'll leave you on my website, after that, there'll be a link that if you ever wanted to send it on to somebody later on, you can. Okay, so let's get into tonight's topic, and I encourage you to star six your phone if you have any question that you want to ask. Anytime while I go through it, I will kind of take a little pause between some parts, but I'm open to questions of any sort that you would like to ask around this topic. That would be more than welcome. So why the topic on finding money in your home? The reason I picked the topic is because it is an issue that comes up with every client that I have. I mean, I've been consulting for 16 years, and just every client has issues with some kind of finance. I think it's just a part of life. I mean, we have ebbs and flows. Even if you're in a very good financial situation, you want money to continue. You want it to maintain it. You want to have that constant flow. Even billionaires are very attuned with their money and how they manage it and what they do with it and things of that nature. So it comes up a lot. And our home is a reflection of ourselves. It's kind of like the cosmos that we're in. So when it's working well, then everything in the outside world works well according to feng shui, because everything in it has energy, and it's reflective of what is going on in our thoughts. And because everything in the space we've placed there for a reason, even though it may be subconscious. So a lot of times when people are struggling with money, I will find a lot of these issues that I'm going to talk about. And so I always talk to people about, you know, always get your house in order. If you want to expect your finances to improve, always get your house in order. And so these are some kind of a few tips on what I would call boosting your prosperity right away by finding money in your own home. I've had clients where, you know, we did their feng shui and we rearrange their space or what have you. And they call me back, you know, later on a few weeks or so, and they said, oh, you know, I was cleaning out my money sector, you know, my files and my bills, and I found, you know, some old stocks and bonds, and I found a couple of checks that I didn't know I had. You know, was that part of what, you know, what would happen with this process? And I said, absolutely. You know, you asked for more prosperity. You know, we're giving you some adjustments to make, and all of a sudden money's showing up for you. Yes, it's your money. It's money you've had, but you wouldn't have known it was there, and you could have possibly thrown it out. So the first tip is obviously going to be the one that most people know about, and it's very popular on all the, you know, design shows, and there's magazines around it, and that's the idea of decluttering, you know. And so, you know, the more you declutter, the more that you are able to find things that have value. And when you get rid of things and you let them go, you open up the space for new energy to move in and new things to come into your life. So one of the things where money can often be found is in what we call our wealth corner. So that can be when you come into your front door, it's the far left corner of the house if people are doing feng shui. It can be somebody's office. It can be where they pay their bills. Wherever it is that you carry your financials, that's your tax records, where you pay your bills, all of that, that needs to be really up to date. You know, declutter that. Make sure you've gone through all your files. When you get a bill in the mail, every time you get a bill in the mail, see it as being grateful. Don't see it as something negative like, oh, I have to pay this. For example, your light bill. You know, say, oh, gosh, I have to pay $200 this month. No, say, be grateful that you have electricity and that you are able to live, you know, with that. And then, you know, pay that bill very mindfully and put that away. But at the same time, make sure that you take a look at each bill and make sure that there aren't any overcharges and make sure that you're getting the exact service that you've asked for, no more, no less. Because as we know, there's often mistakes, a lot of times made. A lot of times things go up in people's bills and they're not even aware of it. And sometimes things get added on because you didn't opt out of something. And so every time, this way it makes it easy for you. You don't have to go back and go through all your bills and try to figure out how to save money. If you do it every time you get a bill, just check through there and make sure that everything is still on par with what you said, then you're more present with that money and you're more in alignment with what you know you have and what you're bringing in. So, you know, bring that, you know, pay that bill very easily and effortlessly with gratitude, and then also check everything on it to make sure that it's current. And if there's anything that you don't want on there, you know, make that phone call and save yourself those dollars and cents, because that will add up. That will add up not only monthly but over the year. So going in that wealth sector, you definitely want to look at, you know, making sure that all of your bills, everything, you know, that you have, I said, is current. So this can be old investments, old stocks. I know there are people who have investments that they don't really invest over there anymore, but they never closed out the account. So there's just like some residual monies in it. You know, it could be just maybe a couple hundred bucks here and there. It could be a couple of $1,000. And most of their money is in another account earning lots of interest. Here it's just been because they haven't thought about it in so long, and it's been sitting and they never closed out the account. So definitely go through your investments. Make sure they're up to date and that you are, you know, that you have all your accounts up to date there. And, you know, and while you're cleaning out this financial sector and corner, you may find things that you didn't know. Like I said, this client found several checks that she didn't even know she had. So that's one way. The other is to always clean, okay? We talk about, you know, in feng shui that dust and dirt is stagnant energy. It brings energy down. It stops flow, stops money from coming to you. So when you go through and you start cleaning your house, think of it in terms of like finding money. You know, kind of put that as a project. You know, as I go cleaning today, let me see if I find any money. If you only find a penny, see that as wealth. You know, as that is something that's showing you that money's coming into your life. Don't see it as, oh, I don't need this penny, or, you know, it's no big deal. See it as, oh, wow, that's something that's just now coming into my life to remind me that I'm abundant. Again, the flow will continue. And be sure that when you go through, you know, the cleaning process, you look under things, you know, you know, on your couch, you know, between the cushions, underneath the couch where money could fall, things like that are always important where people might not be thinking that they might have lost some money. The other thing is, of course, your clothes closet, because your clothes closet, a lot of times we leave money in coats, jackets, pants, shorts, don't even realize it, you know, and sometimes we even go through the process of washing and drying them and putting them away, and the dollar bills still stay in it. So always go through and check all of your jackets and all of your pockets of everything before you put things away, because you never know what you can find. And then also with purses, obviously, you know, stack up your purses very nice and neat on shelves, and then go through and make sure there's no money stuck between liners, which can often happen, and people can find money that way. And also in your washer and dryer, believe it or not, you know, people have found $20 bills because it came out of their clothes, and they found money there. Some of you may have, in feng shui, we talk a lot about having a money jar, and money jars are like just a big bowl where you have loose change in a given day, and we talk about putting, you know, loose change in there every day, and over like a 27-day period, which is a really high prosperity number in feng shui, then after the 27 days, you spend it. And that keeps money flowing constantly into your home. So you take this bowl, you might have it on your sink, or you might have it on your sink. You might have it on your counter or somewhere where you, you know, readily, you know, hang your keys and then maybe let some change out. And then it starts to build up. Spend that after the 27 days. That'll keep the money flowing into your house. I've been to many people's houses where they have these huge jugs, and I'm talking 4 foot off the ground, full of coins. Full of all kinds of coins. I mean, even 50-cent pieces, and it's just full, and of course, it's been there for years. Well, that's just holding money. That's just like stagnation. So we recommend that you keep a money jar, but you spend it. You use it, spend it, donate it, give it to charity, give it to somebody that needs it, or buy something you really need, and then replenish and just start over. The other thing is, as you're going through your decluttering process, and my blog recently, the one I just wrote about a few weeks ago for the fall, is about getting going through your garage and getting rid of clutter and getting rid of things that are not serving you. And the reason for that is the harvest is coming, meaning this is the fall when we harvest everything, and from the summer and the spring, you know, we reap the rewards. And if everything is just, you know, piled high and stuck in your home somewhere like a garage, you block that flow. I always love the fall in Austin because the weather temperatures are nice, and I can get out there and open up the garage doors, put some music on, some comfortable clothes, spend the day going in and reorganizing and getting rid of even more things so that there's a free flow of energy in there. Well, when you're going through garages or things in your home as you're decluttering and cleaning, keep a pile of things that are things that you haven't used in a long time but you know have value, and consider that your eBay pile. So either eBay or selling it to a friend. Now, we're not talking giving away at this point. We've already done that with the decluttering. You know, that's going to be, you know, you getting rid of whatever you don't want. This is stuff that's valuable that you just don't need anymore. Maybe you have two of them. And maybe you just feel like, you know, this is, and, you know, garage sales, you don't get any money for things. You just pretty much are getting rid of things at that point. So if you have things that are jewelry, anything like that, that you just know has just been sitting there, you know, have that pile there. And then if you're, you know, can do something like photograph them and put them on eBay and sell them, then that's extra money coming your way without having to leave your house. As well as talking to a friend. You know, do you know somebody who needs a, you know, an extra what have you? And they might say, well, I do. You know, say, well, I've got one I'm selling, and that's extra money coming in. So sometimes we just leave those things because we just think, oh, we'll get to it later. And it's just storing energy, and it's not doing anything for you, and it's blocking flow. Be sure you look at any kind of banks. You know, a lot of times people like will store little banks, you know, where they put change or dollars in, and then sometimes they keep safes in their home. And again, make sure that those are up to date and that they have, you know, you're using them, and they have the current amount of money that you want in there. And, you know, you're not going in there and surprised that there's money you didn't know you had. Check old wallets. You know, old wallets, sometimes we store them, we put them away to use for another time, and we might have left some money in there. Those are always ways to, you know, find money. When I talked about earlier about decluttering and going through your house and looking for things to get rid of, that opens up the flow for money to come in. So donate those things. You know, have a pile of trash, one for donation and one for selling. And you don't have to do all of this, all of the selling right at that time. But just putting the intention out there that you want to get money for those things, all of a sudden it starts to happen. You'll hear about somebody needing something. I have a client that after one of my abundance classes, it's exactly what she did. She went in and took a lot of pictures of things and posted them on eBay, sold enormous amount of things, and then also posts when she has something that she wants to sell, she takes a picture of it and puts it on Facebook. Whatever you can do to get the word out is fine because it's, you know, it's however you're comfortable. And the other thing is you can always have something like a flyer put up in your local church or something if you have things that you're selling or anywhere you might think that would be appropriate. And then the other thing you want to do that that can also bring money into your home and, you know, without leaving, is contact anyone who has failed to follow up with you regarding any business. So if you're in business for yourself and you know that there was somebody that had contacted you before and you just didn't have time to get to them, or, you know, you worked with somebody and they said, oh, yeah, I'm going to want to do some more work with you later, be sure and contact them because you don't know if this is the right time and they've just been too busy to connect with you. And so always staying in touch. You know, one of the things I try to do is with my newsletter and the blog is just to stay in front of the face of people so they think about me whenever they might have a need or a desire for improvement in their life. They might think of it as an option. But I still have to go back and follow up with people on certain things And it's an easy way to get new business is to just check in with people. How are you doing? I know we did this for you last time. Is there anything else that we can do to help now? So those are some really nice ways to do that are fairly simple. And then always ask for money that's owed to you. If someone actually borrowed money for you from you and said they would pay you back, they, again, may have gotten busy, may have just moved on and not thought about it. Say, just want to remind you, you know, I lent you the $75, you know, would you, you know, mind sending that on? I know a lot of people don't believe in giving money unless, lending money. They just feel like they're giving it away. But some don't. I mean, some people, it was an actual loan. You know, the person said, no, this is a loan. I want to pay you back. So go ahead and contact those people because that's money you're not utilizing. For those of you who have basements and attics, we don't have a lot of that in Austin. We have more attics, not basements. But if you have either, you would want to make sure you take a look at that and check the rafters, check all of the areas. I was with an aunt in Connecticut. Her husband had passed away. He was very frugal. And bless her heart, when he passed away, you know, he really didn't leave her anything. And she was pretty much on her own maintaining the home. And he was pretty much the kind of person who would hide money. And so I went to visit her one day, and we were in the basement. And that's where she had her washer and dryer. And I said, you know, knowing Uncle, you know, I won't mention his name, I said, he probably has stored some money away just because of the fact that he used to keep cash on him. I said, it might be a good idea to you know, look around in here. And sure enough, we found some envelopes in the ceiling on the rafters. And they had lots of money in them. So sometimes people will, you know, leave money that is just, you know, they forgot where they put it. And you might be the lucky recipient of that, and or it might be something you stored away and forgot where you put it. So that's another way is to check in your basements and attics. And also always clean off your desk because the desk represents new opportunities coming to you. So if it's very cluttered, you know, I remember working with an attorney, and I walked into her office before, you know, I gave her the advice, and I couldn't even see her head. Her files were stacked all the way across the desk, and you couldn't even see herself. And that's a block. That's a block in opportunities. It's a block in money flow. So if you work from home, it's great that you can see the wood or the metal or the glass or whatever it is you're working on and have all your files along the side that you're working off that you can pull from to keep that area very clear because it does allow you to receive opportunities. And then also always think of all the places you could hide money if you wanted to. You know, if you were to hide some money and you knew that you were going to be going out of town and you wanted to leave some money, you wanted to hide it, where would you hide it? You know, sometimes people put them under a potted plant, in an envelope taped under their desk, in a book, in a coffee jar, cookie jar, sometimes under a mattress, in a clothes sock. There's lots of places where people can just put cash or whatever, and a lot of times, you know, our family members may hide money and we don't even know about it. But, you know, you can always look in those places, especially if you are looking for money that you thought you had and don't remember where you left it or you hid it. And that's always important. Always see money coming very easily to you. So that way, when you're doing the decluttering in your home, and you're doing the financial sector, you know, cleaning out your finances, that you expect to find money, and you expect to find it from unexpected sources. So it would be like you would just be opening up a file and realize, oh, my God, I could be saving more money on this. Or you open up a file and you go, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize that, you know, I had this account, what have you. So those are always ways to bring more money in, is to have been in an expectant mode. And that is, like I said, when you that also goes to when you receive money in the mail or you receive money from anyone or anybody. You know, if somebody gives you, if you get a check in the mail for $5, see it as $500. If somebody gives you a check for, you know, $10, See it as a thousand. See it as money coming to you all the time, easily and effortlessly, and then more money will come to you. And also be in a very receptive mode so that when you have money coming to you easily, that you receive it well. You know that it's going to be used for good, for not only your life, but the betterment of other people. One of the abundance tips that I give out in my classes is to keep a $100 bill in your wallet at all times. This is one of the money laws. By doing that, it's that every time you open your wallet, you're always seeing money. You never open up an empty wallet. And make sure your wallet is always clean and all the bills are lined up nicely. They're not all crumpled. It shows a respect for money. And then you have everything lined up in there. And so all of that is, you know, and so you can spend so you'll have one side that might have $100 and then you might have your other money on the other side where you're using on a daily basis. So if you get in a bind and, you know, your wallet is all you have is 100 and you're somewhere and you need to buy something that you really want, you know, break the 100 but then replace it. It's fine to do that. And I wouldn't encourage you to put 20s, like, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, I mean, to add up to 100 because you'll spend those very easily. Whereas if you put the $100 bill in there, you'll tend to keep it there for a longer time. Again, reminding you that there's always some money on you at all times. And then also with the money jar in the house, keeping the money flowing on a constant basis is a good thing. And then seeing money coming to you, however small, as doubling is also a way to keep that money flow. Okay, I would love to open up now for any questions. Does anybody have any questions at all about anything that I mentioned? You just star six your phone. Okay, well, one of the things that I, you know, wanted to expand upon a little bit is the idea of when you actually are going through to sell things. So if you find something in your house and you say, well, I'd really like to sell this, be sure you put that intention out there that you're open to receiving the best price for it and then let it go. Don't be hung up on how much you're going to get for it and that you need to get a certain price and what have you. You don't want to give it away. You certainly want to sell it for a fair price. But just be open to allowing it to be released from you because it will come back to you in more abundance later on. So just kind of keep that open mind with anything that you're wanting to sell and doing that in a very mindful way. Now, another place is in, you know, within your email. I always tell people that if they are going to want more business, they need to clean up their email box. Now, the email, you know, if you open up your email every morning and there's 200 emails you haven't read or you've read partially and you just haven't deleted, that's clutter. That's holding back opportunities and money. So within that, you know, kind of check, you know, each one off and say, does this email have anything to do with bringing me more money? If it says no and it doesn't have anything other relevance to you, then delete it. You know, and then you might create a little money folder on your email and in your email system with just money ideas. And so those can be filed over there. The idea would be that you open up your email box and it would be clear for you to receive things that have to do with money. And that's always important too. It's not having too much in the email is going to be a block. Now, when you start to think about putting getting money coming to you as far as in your home, again, see your house as like this storehouse of wealth. You know, all the things that you have in it have value. You know, if you were to go take every object out and lay it out on the grass, you know, and you just priced it all, you know, what would that value be? I mean, that's how we insure our homes. You know, with homeowners insurance, we come up with some value. Well, if you think about it that way, then you can see that everything has value. So when you're wanting to, like, let something go, you know, then you're actually just selling something for more money. It's just moving more money into your life. So that's what I try to tell people. I do a lot of work with people who have businesses out of their homes, and they have so much stuff, so much stuff in the garage, so many things stacked up in all the rooms. There's so much money in that. There are things there that are brand new that haven't been opened. You know, if there's things that you can return to get credit for, this is a good thing. And that's one thing that I, you know, if I could just shake a magic wand for people and say, well, right in this corner is about $5,000, because it's stuff that they're not using and it's got value to it. So they can either sell it or let it move on. Because this is the thing with feng shui, is that if you understand energy, you have to trust the process that if you let it go, you're then creating a space for more to come in. Even though it has a lot of value, but it's sitting in a corner being unused for years, means that it's holding, it's blocking energy flow, meaning blocking money for you. So it's much more important to go ahead and let it go at whatever price, and then not fill it up so much the second time. Allow room. And the same thing within your home, you would want to have, like, things on your walls, okay, that's fine. You would have some artwork, and then you'd have some space, some artwork, some space. You don't want to have artwork on every single wall, every single room, and every single part of your house covered, because then there's no room for the chi to flow. Now, the chi is the energy that comes in the front door, flows to your house, nourishes you, kind of like when you take a breath of fresh air, you know, that energy flows from your, you know, you take a deep breath, it goes and it nourishes all the organs in the body, goes down to your feet. Same thing with the house. It comes in through the mouth, which is the front door, nourishes all the life areas, family, health, relationships, career, fame, and it goes through. But if it's blocked with things like furniture or clutter, then it stops there and it doesn't get a chance to do its full work and help you. So it feels like you're just constantly out there trying to make money and not really seeing it. And you hear oftentimes the comment, I feel like money just goes right out the door. And oftentimes that does happen because people are not conscious of what they already have. And one of the, you know, keys to abundance is gratitude and being aware of what you have and saying, okay, I don't need all that. I actually just saw recently where my brother has many motorcycles, and I'll just use the word many, and I just saw where he's actually going to start selling them. He's a father now. He has a daughter, and you know, up to now, you know, he hung on to them, you know, for whatever reason, and now he's actually going to sell them, which is going to not only, you know, lighten up his load mentally, and also he'll have more money then to offer to his family because he'll be able to sell those. And a lot of times people have a lot of toys, if you will, and they don't really need all of that, but they think they might want it in the future. Again, the concept is if whatever you let go of now, you'll have more of at a better price and better in the future, because that's just the way energy is. I mean, the concept with clutter is that if you let go of something, like say people stack all these magazines of recipes from wherever, you know, and, you know, many years, they're very good cooks and they have all the cuisine magazines and they're stacked up and they don't want to get rid of them because there might be a recipe they might need. Well, the concept is in feng shui is that if you were to get rid of all those, you know, whether you throw them away and recycle them or you donate them or what have you, when you need that recipe that you really want, it's not only going to be more current to today's times, you know, meaning the ingredients will be fresher and they'll be more current and probably better, and the recipe will even taste better, but you'll find it more easily, like the internet. And that's just kind of how it works. And so it's having the trust that by letting go of something, something will come and replace it based upon your desire. Because energy, there's energy in thought. And so that's how that those things move through life. Okay, so any final comments or questions? That's about all I have. I was hoping I'd have more questions from people. But I really wanted to just create an awareness that your home has a lot of money in it. And we oftentimes go shopping and out of boredom or just because we want something different and we don't realize that we already have it, or we can get rid of something and then increase the money flow so that we can have the future item that we would like. And like I said, a lot of it is just a lack of paying attention. For example, the money sector, where the files are, and we might find things. Looking at our bills every month and seeing where we can cut down on something. Billionaires, there's a lot of research on billionaires that they actually spend less than they make. Now, that doesn't sound too great to most of us who aren't billionaires, because we're like, well, even that's a lot of money. But the concept is they've always been that way. I mean, they could spend a lot more than they could, but the general ones that know this concept of abundance is that they live beneath their means, and this is the way that they continue to keep rich. So you can see this by someone like Warren Buffett. You know, he still lives in the same house he's lived in for however, and he's a billionaire. And it's that idea that you spend it on the things that are really necessary, and the rest of it you let go, because there's always going to be a constant money flow if you do that. Any questions, any comments? Just star six your phone and I'll be able to hear you.
Thank you, that was good.
Well, good. Any questions about it?
No. I need to do some cleaning up.
In what area do you think?
Well, just in general, house.
In general. Yeah, just in your overall home.
Yeah.
It just kind of gets you an idea of thinking about it, because we all know when we clean up our house how we feel afterwards. And when we get rid of things, we notice that, you know, we open ourselves up to more good things. And it's just a nice practice. But it's also a little bit of an exercise. The purpose of the talk tonight was to get people thinking a little bit more about keeping an eye out for where money might be hidden. Because that's another thing that we don't always think about. And we can be letting money go in our home without even realizing it. So thank you very much. If you have any further questions, feel free to email me or send me a message on Facebook. Our topic next month, as I said, will be on setting up your space to attract, to reduce stress and attract abundance. We'll be talking about if you want to place a holiday tree, where's the best place for that to bring in abundance, and also some of the colors to use for the holidays that attract abundance and things like that. So feel free to share this with your friends. Let them know about it, and I hope to see more of you next month. And I thank you so much for attending tonight, and I wish you prosperity and good fortune now and in the future. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.